Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Dylan is joining us here. It is second date update. Dylan, how are you?
Hey, things could be better right now, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to try to track Melissa down for you. You messaged us about Melissa. So how are things going with her?
They're not going well. Melissa's been blowing me off. So it's been like 3 weeks and there's no response from her.
So Dylan, when did things start going south?
So, I mean, you know, we have been texting up until this point, and then of course I talked to her over the phone, and then, you know, after the date, I like texted her like a maybe 3-4 days later. Mm-hmm. Just to ask, like, hey, you know, I had a really good time on our date. Can't wait to see you again. Let me know when you're free. And then nothing. And then I called like maybe 2 weeks later because I don't want to be pushy. Right. And he just went to voicemail. So.
And how did you guys meet originally?
I met her at a restaurant. I had a friend that was in town, so we went out for dinner, and she was the bartender there. And while I was waiting for my friend, we kind of hit it off, you know, making small talk. And then, I got her number before I left.
And then what was the first date like?
So she wanted to stay home. I originally suggested there's this little Italian place that was by the restaurant. But, you know, she works at a restaurant. So she didn't really want to go out to one on her day off, which I totally get that. So I went over to her place and it was fun. We ordered some food. We popped some a few bottles. And I really felt like we were kind of on the same page with, you know, what we wanted out of a relationship. And I felt like at least we had a good connection.
Well, Dylan, why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. That's the whole thing, right? Like, yeah. I really have no idea. She's just not responding to me. And then I think back on the date, it's like she wasn't angry at any point or upset on the date. You know, I don't think that I said anything weird, nothing awkward happened. I don't know. So I'm calling you guys.
Okay, well, Dylan, and thank you. And that explains a lot. So we're going to try to figure out where this mystery leads with you and Melissa and get some answers for you and maybe get you back together for a second date. So hold tight.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Melissa, hi, it's Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. This is Melissa, right?
Yeah. Are you guys trying to prank me?
Well, nothing like that.
You know, this is something we call second date update. We got your number from a guy you went on a date, you met and then went on a date with, and I think it was back at your place, Dylan.
Got it. I don't think that's going to happen, though. He's sort of on my list.
What? Why is that?
Well, he came over to my place to hang out. And, I mean, things went really well for the most part. But, after the date, I went to my bed and realized my childhood teddy bear was missing. I mean, it's always on my bed. So, like, where could it have gone? He's the only other person over there. So he had to have taken my bear.
Okay, you see your teddy bear?
Yeah, my teddy bear. He took my teddy bear.
So he came over to your place, and he told us this, and things were going just fine. And then you went to bed and realized your teddy bear was missing.
Why would he take your teddy bear?
I don't know. People are super weird. I mean, I really want it back, and I want my bear back, now. Like, I'm going to have to fight him if I don't get my bear back.
And did you... Have you texted him and told him this, that he stole your bear, or does he think that you don't know?
I think he thinks that I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, Melissa, not to make this any more awkward, but we've got Dylan on the phone with us. Dylan, did you take her teddy bear?
I let me explain, because I can neither confirm nor deny, so I guess that she's just going to have to go on another date with me to find out.
Buddy, come on.
Okay, no. Are you holding my teddy bear hostage over a date? Seriously? That's so weird, bro.
Melissa, listen, I did not steal it, okay? I have every single plan to return it on our next date.
You can go to hell.
So you took her teddy bear.
You're admitting to taking the teddy bear down.
Why did you feel that you thought that was just kind of clever and kind of playful, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's because it is playful. But, it is. Come on. This is like, it's just like, what?
It's like the creepy version of leaving something at somebody's place,
yes,
right? It's like you leave something at someone's place when you want the call back, but you don't steal something with like a blackmail scenario. That's creepy, man.
This is not creepy, okay? It's a stuffed animal. And listen, I wanted to get to know Teddy. Teddy's important to her. I want to get to know Teddy. We've been hanging out. It's been great. And now, Teddy back.
Okay. You're willing to give it back. Do you want your teddy bear back, Melissa?
I definitely want my teddy bear back, but not if I have to see him again.
Right. How about this? We should start like this side business, PT, a side hustle, where we just go get stuff back from exes.
Excellent.
And then take them to our second date update people's
we'll
house.
We'll call it Deliver X.
All right. We're going to get that bear back for you, Melissa, all right?
Man. Obviously, we have to ask, though, do you want to go on a second date with Dylan or no?
Hell no.
Yeah. All right. And Dylan, what would you like to say?
I just thought this would play out differently as all.
Well, I mean, it didn't. Yeah, it's just, it's
appreciate
kind of,
you reaching out, man. It's weird, dude.
PT said it's creepy. It's kind of blackmail. It's kind of messed up. All right, Melissa, we're going to figure out a way off air to get your bear back.
Okay.
And, get creepy on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.